This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In his famous collection, Meditations, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius observes, "Reject your sense of injury, and the injury itself disappears." I thought of this aphorism recently when a writer friend and I were talking. We were both working on projects written from the first-person perspective with stories drawn from our own lives. She said to me, "I'm really hurt. I gave a draft of my memoir to my husband to read, and he keeps putting it off and putting it off. He doesn't want to read it. I'm so upset." And I said, "You know, Jamie never reads any of my drafts. He never reads anything I write, actually, and he never listens to the Happier podcast." "Really?" my friend said. "Doesn't that bother you?" "No," I said. I asked him about it. I said, "Is it that you feel awkward reading my work, like the way a parent feels when their second grader goes on stage to sing a solo? Or is it that it breaks down privacy by giving you insight into what I think and feel in a way that you don't get in everyday life?" And he said, "Both reasons." "So it really doesn't hurt your feelings?" she said skeptically. "Nope," I said, "really, I've never thought much about it. I get it. Plus, I put out so much material. He wouldn't be able to keep up." Thinking about Marcus Aurelius's observation also reminded me of something my mother told me with some amusement. I don't remember making this comment, but apparently back when I was in 7th or 8th grade, an age when my parents were driving my friends and me around a lot, I told my mother, "In the car, it's better when parents don't say anything." My mother and I laughed, and I said, "That's so rude. Did you feel hurt or mad?" "No," my mother said, "it's just that age. Kids feel so self-conscious, and I like to listen in on the conversations anyway." Sometimes, of course, we do feel hurt. And sometimes we wouldn't choose to have a different response, or it wouldn't be appropriate to try to have a different response. But in some situations, when I felt hurt or annoyed, I found that it's helpful to ask myself, might someone else view this encounter differently in a way that means they don't feel hurt or annoyed? And I can often think of a perspective that helps me to feel better. Reject your sense of injury, and the injury itself disappears. I'll post a link to Marcus Aurelius's Meditations in the episode notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.